Oh, come on, I'm practically feeding you the answer. I compromise.
Hey, thanks for keeping me company.
Oh, I'm happy to. I think getting out of the apartment will do you good, so... Where are we headed?
Well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go to temple.
Buddy, trust me, you don't want to convert to Judaism. I mean, I know I make it look cool, but it's not all briskets and dreidels.
I meant a Hindu temple.
Oh, okay. It's not like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, right? Some bald guy with horns isn't going to rip my heart out.
Dude, that movie's an imperialist fantasy that makes the followers of a beautiful and peaceful religion look like a bunch of bloodthirsty barbarians.
You love that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And I'm surprised to see you suddenly get religious.
Why?
Well, because I've known you for 10 years, and you've never gone to temple. You never talked about believing in God. And last Diwali, I watched you eat 2 pounds of sacred cow at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Religion is a very personal thing. I do go to temple, I don't talk about it.
Yeah, but you're a scientist.
So?
So as a scientist, you believe the way to understand the universe is through facts and evidence, and now you're counting on some blue chick with 100 arms to help you?
That is so offensive. Does everything you know about Hinduism come from Indiana Jones?
No, there's also Apu from The Simpsons.
Well, lots of scientists believe in God. Okay, Newton... Faraday, Pascal, all were believers. Even Einstein was famous for attacking quantum theory on the grounds that God does not play dice with the universe.
Well, of course he believed in God. He slept with Marilyn Monroe.
Actually, there's no proof of that.
But you believe in your religion, I'll believe in mine.
How's it going in there?
Not really a great outfit for work. Unless something opens up in the hookers and whores division.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do I really force you to do things you don't want to?
Yeah, but it's okay.
How is it okay?
I promised myself if I ever got friends, I'd do whatever they said. Really, I'm lucky you found me before a cult did.
Well, you know, that was a long time ago. You're a different woman now. You're smart, you've got great friends, you've got a boyfriend, you're pretty, you have zero fashion sense, but... Anyway, tonight we're gonna do whatever you want.
Really?
Absolutely. You name it, we're doing it.
Basket weaving at the craft museum.
Well, you named it.
Oh, here's another one. I wish that the apple pancake mix was on the top shelf because it starts with an A. But I don't put it there because I don't want you breaking one of your little legs you're supposed to be making my breakfast.
Is it my turn to talk about the compromises I make?
I wasn't done, but go ahead. He said compromising.
Because of you, I'm not allowed to adjust the temperature in my own home. I'm not allowed to whistle. I don't wear shoes that might squeak.
Well, you're a physicist, not a circus clown.
Do you realize I don't live with the woman I love because of you? No other reason, just you.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. The last time I brought it up, you had an emotional breakdown and got on a train and ran away.
Well, given my history on the subject, it seems a little reckless to bring it up now.
You have no idea how much you inconvenience the lives of everyone around you. It's exhausting.
You know what? You think you're so tolerant, but the truth is, you're mean to me a lot. Yeah, you think that I don't notice all those sarcastic comments and those eye rolls, but I do. I have excellent peripheral vision. On a good day, I can see my ears.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I've been holding a lot of this in for a while.
Well, I'm sorry, too. And if you want to live with Penny, then I think you should.
Do you mean that?
Yes. Yeah, just put on your squeaky shoes and ee-ee-ee your way out of my life.
Come on, don't get upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just imagining a world without my best friend in it.
Shelly.
It's okay.
I'm not leaving your world. I'm just talking about living across the hall.
I understand. Either way, I want you to know that I'm aware of how difficult I can be. So I just want to say thank you for putting up with me.
Buddy. Everything's fine. We just started talking about living arrangements.
Are you crazy? You know he's a flight risk.
It's exactly what I told him.
Sheldon, we know this is a sensitive subject, and Leonard's not going to move out until you're ready.
Well, what if you did it gradually?
All right. How about we start with 2 nights a week? I live with Penny.
How about 1 night, and I let you whistle.
Okay.
When I'm not home.
You got it.
There we go. Compromising again. We really are the best.
Here we go. My first Hindu temple.
You see behind the fountain, that tower that looks like a pyramid? It's called a shikara. It symbolizes the connection between the human and the divine.
Huh. I always thought it was mini golf.
All right. Shall we?
Yeah. What, just, is there anything I should know before I go in?
Like what?
Like, am I dressed okay?
Really? So every other place you've been, you thought this was fine?
I know you're under a lot of pressure, so I'm gonna let that pass.
Sorry, you're right. I'm so stressed. But you know what? Whenever I walk into the temple, I realize that whatever happens, it's okay. We're all part of an immense pattern, and though we can't understand it, we can be happy to know that it's working its will through us.
That's nice.
Whether you call it God or the universe or the self, we're all interconnected, and that's just a beautiful... Son of a bitch! That guy just dinged my car!
Seriously, you were just gonna drive away. Like, my life isn't hard enough right now. A space probe might be destroyed. My parents are going through an awful divorce. The guy who cuts my dog's hair just gave her bangs!
Raj,
well, you saw her. She looks like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber!
Raj, you just got a text. The probe turned on. It's fine.
Oh, good. Namaste, Grandpa.
I thought this was going to be boring, but it's actually kind of fun.
Don't tell Amy that. We'll be here every Sunday.
Sheldon, that really is an excellent basket.
No, it's not a basket. It's a soldier's helmet from 16th century China.
Very nice.
Yeah, it looks great.
I saw that.
Well, Rumi. It's only 1 night a week, but it's a start.
I know. I'm really proud of Sheldon.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, too.
Can you keep it down? Some of us are trying to sleep out here.